I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Inside Access with you on a Thursday, and we're back with longtime NFL coach, scout, executive Bobby DePaul. And Bobby, we mentioned last week you have long hired and developed minority coaches and scouts. You're wired into that community. How offensive was the draft pick proposal?
I think what happened was is that they were trying to, you know, solve a problem, and it just got out of hand with how they approached it with the draft pick thing and not realizing how it affected the guys that really worked their ass off for the last 20 years. I think they kind of missed it, and it was hurtful. It became hurtful. I think the thing that I'm really proud of is all the guys that spoke up, you know, stepped up and spoke out against it. And I think the NFL did the right thing tabling it. And, it created a good conversation. So we'll see where it goes.
I mean, there was some good coming out of this, Bobby. You know, at least I think so. Most people seem to think so. You probably would agree. And that we've at least expanded the scope of the Rooney Rule, that now, you know, it's going to apply to assistant GM positions. It's going to apply to coordinator positions, and that these teams interview more than one person of color for these jobs when they open up, to hopefully get more people on the radar and take away that stigma of, oh, he was the Rooney Rule, quote unquote Rooney Rule interview. Is some of this being received, you know, fairly well?
I think this is the best part, is that it kind of opened it up to where guys can now take assistant GM jobs in the scouting arena or in the coaching. They can go to become coordinators. It was totally locked down where you could only become a head coach or become a GM. It was either or, and everybody else was stuck in between. The only way you could move is if you didn't sign an extension and you let it expire. Now this kind of shines light, especially with the GM. Now you get an assistant GM. And so you get this movement. It kind of elevates people and shines a light on them. Just like in coaches, now you got coordinators moving. And that is how you find people. They find themselves because they get the money and they get the titles. And then the next thing, and they just build off. It's a great foundation. That's the best thing about this.
Bobby DePaul joining us. It's Inside Access with Jason Lockenfor and Ken Wyman. Bobby, you used to write contracts too. Everyone's looking for an advantage. Are there potential loopholes here to exploit?
I tell you, guys, spending time with all these contract advisors and you know how smart they are. Okay, that's what I've learned. And so they're going to look at this, and the first thing they're going to do is, okay, how can we counterpunch? Okay, we're asked to develop people, and now we're going to lose them, and that hurts our organization. So how do we get compensated? And that's kind of what the deal was with the draft choice proposal. So the contract guys will now create language to kind of restrict the movement. And I think, you know, it needs to be cleaned up. They need to address first right of refusal. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Well, let them negotiate and then come back to us, and then we match it. The team that wants a guy is not going to want to have to deal with that. So they won't do it. The other thing that they use it in college a lot, is a buyout clause. So you put in X amount of money, and that deters people. Wow, I got to, not only do I got to interview the guy and decide that I want the guy, now I got to pay the club, you know, $100,000, $200,000 just to be able to bring this guy to my team. So I think there should be some compensation there. Think about it. The team that develops the guy, then they have to turn around, find another guy, and they have to interview somebody to replace it. So there's moving expenses. I do think that they should have some type of, like I'd say 50,000. What's 50,000? That takes care of the new, the moving expenses for the coach or assistant GM or GM coming in. So they have to, the replacement cost is what I'm talking about with the buyout cost.
Bobby, ultimately real change in this league probably has to at some point come from the top down and not the bottom up. It's who's hiring the coaches, who's hiring the GMs. You mentioned a proposal last week. Could you just elaborate a little bit on sort of your plan? Because I think it's pretty interesting and a unique way to go about this in a sort of non-traditional fashion.
I think when you look at it, you say to yourself, who's doing the hiring? We have 32 owners of non-African Americans. We have 32 presidents that are involved, non-African Americans. So yeah, you've got a problem in the hiring. You know, those are the guys that are responsible for doing the hiring. And they haven't got this correct. I can't believe we're having this conversation in 2020. I'll be honest with you. It's kind of shocking to keep talking about it because you kind of say to yourself, how can that be? Well, they're the guys that are doing the hiring. So I think what's coming out of this is exactly, you know, they use the draft choice compensation for the lower level. I'm saying, look, move the draft choice compensation to the higher ups. And what I was recommending was you need to get the minorities in a position to do the hiring. And it's just like anything. We've got to break down the walls, get people in those positions to help them out, pick to find the guys, because there's a comfort level. It's all about the comfort, who you're comfortable with. And I think if you give the incentive to the owners to bring on minority ownerships, 10%, you give up 10% of your team, you get first round pick. If you hire a minority at the president level, you get a first round pick. There's where the draft choice consideration can come into play. I had some people contacted me after they heard our show, and they pulled out their media guys and they were shocked. They said, the way the football people look at it is we got the scouts, we have the coaches on one side, and then we have the president and the marketing and all those people on the other side. Okay. So I had some people tell me 90% of the people on the other side are not African American.
Right.
It could even be higher. So the diversity isn't really with the football people, maybe with the titles it is right now, but it's over on that side of the building where all the issues are. And the majority of the people, we were talking 200 people and maybe three minorities, and the president and the owner is responsible for picking the football people.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be talked about. It should be addressed with some compensation to get them motivated, I guess. I mean, that's what they were talking about, hiring GMs
right
and coaches. Well, if they were recommending that for the lower level, why wouldn't they consider it for themselves to help solve a problem?
Bobby, before we let you go, do you have any potential candidates for team president and ownership roles?
Oh, I run the streets with this community. You know, I think, Ray Anderson, you guys know Ray Anderson.
Yes.
He's at Arizona State University, doing a great job out there building that program up. You turn around, you talk about Tony Dungy. I mean,
yeah,
here's a guy, a kid, Tony Dungy's been in the league a long time, highly respected, you can go to Kevin Warren, was at the Minnesota Vikings. He's running the Big Ten, was in the Minnesota Vikings. Omar Khan, a guy at the Pittsburgh Steelers, another guy who is on the management side of it, but he could move up and be involved, with hiring GMs and head coaches. I you talk about owners. I watch CNBC, the business channel, all the time. Robert Louis Johnson, billionaire, first African American billionaire, founder of BET,
BET, yeah.
I mean, you're talking about there's class people out there, and it's not like with the president level that there hasn't been precedent set. You know, when Joe Gibbs came back to run the Washington Redskins, guess what his title was? President. Yeah. How about Mike Holmgren when he came out of retirement to help run the Cleveland Browns? President, there's two Hall of Famers. They know the power structure. They don't want to have anybody in between them to that owner. That president title That, to me, shines a light. If there's two guys that have already done it, former coaches, why can't Tony Dungy do it?
It's a very good
point. Absolutely.
Hey, Bobby DePaul, as always, man, great stuff. We appreciate your time, and I guess we'll talk to you next Thursday, as long as you're not drinking.
As long as it's happy hour, you can, and Thursday, you can count on me, guys.
Don't get bit by an iguana down there. Watch the iguanas.
They're taking over, them and the roosters.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.